It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I just saw a welding machine. Actually, I was the guy that punched the button.
Hey, Lord, whatever I done, don't strike me blind for another couple of minutes. My Lucille. Me, Lucille, boy, where'd you get that? That's Lucille, your mother did. Anything so innocent and built like that just got to be named Lucille.
What's the Lord she's doing?
Oh, boy, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's driving us crazy and loving every minute of it. Shut your mouth about my Lucille.
My Lucille.
Ooh, Lucille.
Kick it!
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Again, thanks to Dean and everybody at Best Buy. And, you know, was sitting there and was going back to the store. And, you know, they probably wouldn't be able to sell it for the price. And so I said, what the hey?
Right.
Carla, Daddy's bringing home a toy.
Oh, good.
Very excited about that.
This Tuesday, it's not a car.
Nothing like paying full retail, ladies and gentlemen.
He'll still buy a car.
And incidentally, I did pay for it, just for those of you that might be wondering. And, of course, Buzz got caught up with it. What's the first thing I see Buzz doing?
What?
Buzz goes to YouTube with the girl that's using the hula hoop function in her panties.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
On YouTube. Wonderful little toy.
You just have to move. Tell them how you move your hips.
You know who's fun is, you know Beth Ann, who produces the show?
Oh, she is fun.
Yes, the McBridian.
Yeah, she's spreading the joy and the magic today, as you know, and she's already made Katie cry and really almost brought my blood pressure to a deathly level.
Yes, she made Katie cry?
Hey, yeah, go f*** yourself.
Wow.
But she went up to Solomon, who was kind enough to come out and help, and she says, oh, I can't believe you've got a girlfriend and everything.
Wow.
And then she quietly said to him, I want you. I want you right now.
I've never had a Persian.
How did she make Katie cry?
Because of the fish.
Oh. Beth Ann, please come to the studio.
The fish?
Katie's very sensitive.
It's not Abe Vigoda. It has to do with the fish that had to be disposed of.
I thought it was Katie's auntie that got rid of the fish. How did you make her cry? You know how sensitive. She's a sensitive flower.
You know how sensitive.
Oh, incidentally, before we get to Beth Ann, let's play our Katie moment for the day. Here's something from our sensitive flyer.
Good.
Flower.
Flyer.
For all of you. Here's Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hey there.
Hi.
This is Katie.
Uh-huh.
With a very special thought of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I hate mouth noise. When I was 11 years old, I threw a ceramic bowl of oatmeal surely and squarely at my brother's head. He was making noise with his mouth, and I can't be held responsible. Every smack, crunch, slurp, and squash fills me with a nearly uncontrollable rage. Mouth noise makes me homicidal. I hate mouth noise. And you. I hate you, too.
Sure. Thank you, Katie. Always a pleasure.
That was good.
You know, if there is any individual at this radio station who wears her heart on her sleeve, you know what Katie's state of mind is, and she is
at any moment
very, very clear on telling you what her state of mind is. Now, what did you do, though? I know she's had a bad day with fish where she lives. Yeah. Somebody threw away fish. Somebody discarded fish. Murdered some fish. Is that
flushed
what happened?
Flushed them down the toilet.
Wow. Really?
Still alive.
Who did this?
Oh, no.
And that upset me. So I go, I cannot believe that somebody would take a living thing and flush it down a toilet.
Thank goodness Beth Ann had an opinion and went right ahead to share it.
When it comes to life, Rob, I always will.
So you made her cry by saying that?
Yeah.
Because she was already upset and you were insensitive that way.
No, when it comes to life or parenting or radio or anything.
Oh, dear my God.
It's dark in the room. Room where she dumps.
Right.
So, and then I go, oh my God, is that why you were crying this morning? I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, all right. That's
I didn't mean to make her cry.
Yeah, give her a drink or something.
Or a bowl of oatmeal to throw squarely at somebody's face.
Brandy. That's what she needs.
There goes living, breathing Beth Ann McBride.
We're very, very, we're very excited about the party on the 8th.
Yes. I can't wait.
Stop it, you two. Okay. I'm promoting something. The debut of the Buzz Babes this Friday night at Chantilly's Bungalow Billiards.
Wow.
We're all going to be out there. I'm talking about me, Buzz, Rob. Rob will be drinking. Mm-hmm. That should be fun. Also, Beth Ann McBride. Katie's going to be out there. She won't be crying on Friday night.
No.
There's no crying at a party on the 8th.
Are we going to be in the fish room?
We're going to be in the monkey room.
Oh, the monkey room.
We're very excited about being in the monkey room. Should be a lot of fun, so join us Friday night for the big party on the 8th.
Come on out.
One of the things, things that I didn't get to early in the broadcast, I was going to tell you about my little Best Buy experience, because since they came in now, I don't feel
good
like
folks.
I did the whole thing that a lot of people do, where I upgraded my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd had my computer since, I believe, 1968. And it was time to...
You had
to,
the ENIAC, didn't
it
you?
Was, oh, it's amazing. You know, it's got the tubes.
Yeah, it throws off so much heat.
That warm up. Mm-hmm. And it's got an actual pull tab that you do to start it like you do with a lawnmower.
And also cards. Lots and lots of cards.
Lots of cards. And I really had a lot of fun with it. And it's... you know, the thing is, it was a size issue primarily because you know, the second floor of my house was taken up several rooms by the different components of this computer.
And punch cards.
But I liked it because every time I would sign on, it would come back to me and go, "Can we play a game?"
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike. Hi, Mike. This is Hal.
I can't let you do that, Mike.
I'm your computer. Why are you floating in space?
That's not a good idea for
the
show.
Well, I asked Buzz the other day. I said, what is the shelf life of a computer? You know, when should I really, because it's moving so slow. The last 2 weeks, almost unbearably slow, so I can't. And I said, is it time for an upgrade? And you said, whatever.
I said, yes.
5 or 6 years?
I said, really, two. For me, my experience has been a couple of years.
Couple of years?
And then it's time to get
another Commodore?
No, but the Atari computer that I had put in my house worked very, very well. And I didn't realize this morning that we would be awakened at 8:15. We were up. Well, Carla was up. I was kind of doing what I do on certain mornings.
I thought you said she
mornings.
Slept in.
She slept in, but her sleeping in, she gets up at 6:45.
Oh, okay.
So sleeping till 7:45 is a big deal. And then, you know, I have the exact same doorbell that the metro sounds.
I was going to say, it sounded like you were at your stop.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard this impression, if you come to Washington, D.C. and you're a tourist or you live here and you ride the metro, now please to explain... The metro system. That's what I'm going to do.
This is our subway system.
Not the metric system, the metro system.
The subway.
This stop. Boston. Boston.
Boom. Boom. And you did leave off one helpful piece of info.
And the door's open on the left.
That's it.
Metro center. Metro center. Door's opening onto the...
You are there.
The door is open on the right left. The metro center.
So the guy comes at 8:15.
I'm in the Geek Squad.
I'm in my underwear. Mm-hmm. And
expecting him.
Carla says to me from downstairs, because she's running around the house and she's downstairs.
Also naked?
And she's semi-naked, actually, at this point. She is, yes, me too. And
this is the Orange Line. To Vienna. Orange Line to Vienna. Doors opening on the... Doors open on the... Please stand clear. Boom, boom.
So he shows up. Carla is, I guess, in a state of undress at this point. Oh, she's getting ready for work. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to open the door.
Of course not.
Because you know, this guy looks like he could be a serial killer,
even though
he's perfectly normally dressed.
Just wearing her French maid outfit?
There's a man with a white shirt and a very narrow black tie
that's
standing outside, and that's Freeman. That's the Geek Squad guy. And Freeman is going to be responsible for replacing my old computer and then transferring everything on my old computer to my new computer.
Moving the data. Mm-hmm.
So he says to me, and you know how I am, right? And this is to a fault when it comes to technical things. He says, what do you need moved? I said, you know, I'm just on the internet every day. I check my email, nothing to worry about. You know, there's nothing I really need to have moved on there. He said, anything that's really significant? I said, no, I just, you know, I go to get my email and I get that and that's all I need. So he gets done and he actually finishes very quickly, calls me upstairs and he says, okay, you're all set to go. You got your internet. You're up with your website. You got your homepage where it was. Uh-huh. All your stuff, your favorites have all been transferred over there.
Cool.
And I look at him and I say, okay, did you move the iTunes over there too? Uh-huh. And he goes, I swear to God, and he goes, uh-huh. And looks at me and he looks down and he shakes his head. Freeman shakes his head and I realize I've done something terribly wrong.
You have.
Something he didn't care
See,
for.
I just assumed.
No.
I assumed it would be there and he would move it
he
on
needs
over.
Needs to know ahead of time everything you want to move.
Well, what I said was he actually just went to iTunes and put it on the computer and then I'm going to take my iPod and I'll refresh it. I'll sync it, right? And it should be.
No, because
it won't work.
What'll happen is you won't have access to the stuff that you already had in iTunes.
Oh,
it's
my
different.
God. I let him go.
Oh, dear.
I let Freeman go without doing...
What did he do with your old drive?
My tower?
Yeah.
I learned that. My tower.
What did you do?
Yeah, where's
my old
tower
is up in the office.
Oh, good.
Okay. He said I can bring it into the... I can bring it into the store, and then they will put that on a disc, and I'll be able to bring that back home.
Yeah, you should be... Well, I would have another guy come out and just...
It's $200, Rom. I'm not having them come out again. So I can't take my iPod.
Less than a Wii.
I can't take my iPod.
Do you have a Wii
at your home?
No.
I do.
Do you have it
at your home yet?
It will be. Do you have Quicken? Do you do your banking on there?
No.
Okay. All right. So that's
safe. How about
safe.
Pictures?
Documents, pictures, anything like that?
Just lots of porn.
All right. I screwed the pooch. All right. Forget it. I'll start from scratch.
That's
with
unfortunate.
iTunes. I'm not going back to the store.
Because
I'm
the last time I did, I guess I'm due for a new computer too.
Okay.
And Brad did it for me, my buddy Brad, who's a computer software engineer.
Hello, Brad.
Hi, Brad. And
that's Brad's sound.
He's awesome. And even though he hates iTunes, he transferred everything over to me, and it was fast and it was easy. Mm-hmm. But I asked if I could go from the iPod back in. He said, it doesn't go that way.
Oh, life sucks.
Doesn't go that way.
Why can't you just get a geek to come out to your house and put everything there and say, yeah, just put it there, and then he looks there and he shoves it over there?
He will if you tell him.
Oh, I know. Okay, I didn't tell him. Sorry. Adam from Virginia Beach, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks, Paz.
You're welcome.
What's happening, Mike? Actually, I have two things for you now. I think I might be able to help you with your iTunes issue.
I think I can.
Are you a nerd?
I'm a helper.
Be nice to him. He's here to help me.
I give you about 20 seconds before you're making fun of
him,
too.
I'm going to be best friends with Adam. Adam, what can you do for me?
All you do is you need an external hard drive and drag your entire My Documents onto it. And then once you take that from your hard drive, drag it onto your new computer, iTunes will go with it.
It's just that easy.
What?
He's right, you know, but you know what? It would be cheaper.
You're a computer nerd, too. I didn't even hear what he was saying. What's an external hard drive?
You see, it took 16 seconds for you to make
fun of him. I'm not mad at Adam. But, I mean, is that the tower that I have there?
No. It's a whole other thing.
I just want a point and click.
That's really all that you'll need to do with this hard drive. But it might be just as cheap to get the geek to come back.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Freeman. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Adam, thank you, too.
Did you buy your car today?
What?
Did you buy your car today?
No, I didn't. I bought a Wii system today. Because it was here and it was easy and it was convenient. Are you guys ready for a little Hollywood news?
I am.
I certainly am after that. Let's get the latest update on Morgan Freeman and everything else. Here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you. Speaking of Freeman, what the hell happened with Morgan Freeman? How did he get in this car accident and how is he today?
Well, I don't want to tip my hand, Buzz, but on this broadcast, I think if you are a Morgan Freeman fan, you'll want to listen a little bit later on. We're actually going to get it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Well, I don't see how you can.
Yeah, Ms. Daisy.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Freeman's still in serious condition after that car accident in Mississippi. There it is.
Our microphones were there.
Yes, they were.
As you recall, well, they're everywhere Morgan Freeman goes.
That's true.
As you recall, he was driving a 97 Nissan Maxima, which I believe...
Sweet ride.
You raised the... Actually, they're very nice cars, but you raised the question...
You had one, didn't you?
I did, yeah, and they're fine cars. I would expect something nicer for Morgan Freeman, but... Now we find out it wasn't his car.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
It happened about 11:30 at night on Sunday. The vehicle started going off the road.
Are you saying it wasn't his car?
Not his car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He yanked the wheel too hard to try to get back on the road and ended up flipping the car several times.
You know, I've been thinking about that. There's some pretty bad driving. To flip a car.
Well, there's obviously a very sudden, too sudden of a reaction there. In fact, it was so bad, this flip-over rescuers had to use the jaws of life to free Morgan Freeman.
Free Morgan Freeman?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And also a 48-year-old passenger named Damaris Meyer.
How old is Morgan?
What is
71,
Morgan now?
71, I think.
I think that's right.
And she's 48?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has a nickname also, the jaws of life.
The hump of life.
Now, there's no official word on her condition, but sources say she had some bumps and bruises, not hurt too badly, both of them wearing seatbelts, I'm pleased to report. Freeman and his wife, Myrna, have a home in the town of Charleston, which is about 4 miles from the scene of the accident.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
I am trying, ma'am.
Myrna Freeman.
Freeman also owns a blues club at Clarksdale, Tennessee.
Oh.
Now, some meaningless speculation for you. Websites are identifying Damaris Meyer as a close friend of Morgan's wife, Myrna.
Okay.
A month ago, there were rumors Myrna had consulted a divorce lawyer after finding out that Morgan had been cheating on her.
Okay, so Myrna is the friend that was 48 years old in the car.
The mistress has been identified so far, quote, as a woman who had been a friend of Myrna's.
So right. the dots sort of line up.
Who's Myrna?
The wife.
Myrna is the wife?
Yeah, and she, by the way, one more fact about her, she was out of town at the time.
Oh. Hey, you know what? It's totally innocent.
It could mean nothing.
Innocent until proven guilty. That's
right.
My motto.
That's true.
No problem, Morgan.
I just
get your hand off of my crotch.
This info probably wouldn't have gotten out if Morgan didn't have so many moles.
has nothing to do with the moles.
Well, I mean,
you have been obsessed with Morgan's moles forever.
I meant like people that tell information.
I know, moles. Yeah, you're not talking about that. You're talking about the moles on his face.
Why was John Edwards in the backseat?
I'm not sure.
I know.
Connecting
that's not
the
true.
Dots.
National Enquirer.
Is Amy Winehouse writing lyrics about meatballs? Britain's occasionally reliable Mirror claims to have some details on Winehouse's upcoming album. They say it'll include a track where Amy sings about various things she can cook.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Tom.
I agree, Tom. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Food, by the way. Cooking food, not drugs. Supposedly, one of the lyrics to the song is, I can cook chicken soup, meatballs, a good chicken, jerk, and fried.
You're an idiot.
Some source explains these lyrics by saying the lyrical content is a little off the wall, but Amy writes about what's on her mind as she goes about.
Ew, Amy!
She goes a boot.
How about those meatballs? You don't have any yourself. You're all skinny.
But they're tasty.
Tasty. They taste like Parmesan cheese.
That is not Parmesan cheese.
What I'm going to do is pour some water in one of her pumps.
Oh.
Yeah, one of her size 8 shoes, and then I'll drink it, and you know what you get?
What?
Parmesan water.
You know what my favorite recipe Amy makes? Is?
What is that, Robbie?
Dandruff cobbler.
Cobbler. Oh, it's got a lovely, tasty crust. What you do is you take the dandruff and you put it on top of the cobbler. It browns beautifully under the broiler.
Is this the orange line?
Orange line. I'm terribly sorry. Okay. Yeah, I'm cheap.
Oh, Metro's arriving.
Doors open on the...
Who are you?
Metro Man. Metro Man. Hi, everybody. Metro Man.
Metro Man.
All right, hold on. Somebody's calling about something.
Let's go to that.
Okay. I'm only answering this call because the gentleman's name is Tobias. Hello, Tobias. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Like
what's happening?
Name. Toby.
Hey, guys. Mike, I can help you with your iTunes issue. It's real, real easy. Okay?
Oh, is it something, before you start, Tobias? Is it something you can explain to me that I can do at home that can be done simply and
definitely
efficiently? All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. You plug your iPod into your new computer with iTunes. You download this program off Google, okay? It's called EPH Pod. It's free. You download. Once you're done, I mean, it's self-explanatory, and it'll move all your songs.
Done. I'll do it tonight. I promise you I will
what
do it tonight.
What could possibly go wrong?
That's right.
I've written it down for you.
And then, next month, Mr. O'Mara, someone went to a lovely resort with hookers with your credit card.
All you have to do is take this syringe from Haiti and lick the needle.
Yes. Okay, Buzz, we got to get out of here.
Well, all right, then. I'll tell you. And this shocked me. It shocked me to see that TV Guide has listed Oprah Winfrey as TV's highest paid star.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shocked me, too.
Hasn't this been the case for like 10, 12
She's
years
not only TV's highest paid star. Mm-hmm. Isn't she one of the most rich and powerful women in the world?
She is. That's why
in
this
the
whole
world.
She has no power over us.
Hey,
don't you blaspheme
come on.
In
that's
here. Don't
Oprah.
You blaspheme.
We're talking about Oprah here.
That's why this is silly. At $385 million a year. Coming up in your final buzz, why McDonald's is your best read on the economy. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When we return, we're going to be talking sex, serious sex
awesome.
Here. An exotic location, an exotic resort where you can go enjoy sun and fun in the Caribbean and also the company of ladies.
Hookers.
The man's name is Jason X.
Ooh.
He's the general manager. He'll tell us all about it, and we'll find out about that whole, white slavery issue as well when we come back on The Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.